Hello, this is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I am happy to be here on a beautiful Tuesday. I was expecting some snow to be coming down right about now.
Not yet. You think we're going to get some tomorrow?
Well, you know, the forecast is a little tricky. Sometimes it says that it's supposed to start a certain time, and then, you know, the wind just blows it past us. But yeah. I do hope that we get at least a little bit of snow. We need it.
Well, may it come down where we need it and keep the temperatures as warm as possible.
That would be nice.
I am ready. I am ready to be done with frigid temperatures. All right, let's get started. Our first segment is Did You Know? What new information are you sharing with us today?
Did you know that the Alamosa School District will be hiring a district parent engagement coordinator?
Okay. So, of course, with a title like that, I suppose their main goal will be parent involvement. What is this job going to entail?
Focus Area 3 of our strategic plan is about family partnership. It specifically states that families in Alamosa School District will have meaningful and impactful communication and relationships building and relationship building with educators and staff that drive student achievement and long-term success.
That's what we want.
The most immediate goal for this person is to create a training to conduct home visits, or as we are going to call them, voice visits, because we really want to hear from parents, from families, and we realize that visits might not always take place in the home. This person is going to be tasked with creating the systems for those visits to occur. So starting from me being a teacher, wanting to engage with a certain family.
Okay.
So what does that even look like? So this person is going to create those systems, create the training so that we can train our staff and then compensate our staff for conducting those voice visits. And then our families to also let them know that, you know, there's a teacher that's interested in having a conversation with you. What is the best time for us to reach out? Can we come to your home? Do we meet at the park? Can you come to the school? What we want to do is we want to extend our hand to have better relationships with our families.
That's excellent, because we all know that when parents are involved in their kids' education, the kids are going to do better. So awesome. All right. So since this person will be a coordinator, will they be a parent engagement person at each campus?
That is a great question. That is the goal. That is the vision. We are not there yet.
Okay.
But we will build towards that. So right All now, right. this person is creating foundations and creating systems so that when we're able to bring on a parent liaison at each building, then we are ready to enact our plans that we are putting forward. So as of right now, this person is really just trying to work on within our system to create then those systems that are specific for engaging with families.
Okay, so we're starting from the very beginning with this coordinator. All right, so what type of workday will this person have? Is it a full-time job, part-time?
It's a full-time job.
Okay.
Probably will end up being more than a full-time job, and it'll be flexible. We know that, you know, families have flexible schedules. So other things that this person will do, so that is the major goal. But eventually, you know, we are also going to have a family center that we are going to be starting with a partnership with Shooting Stars. And that family center, the intent of it is to be a one-stop shop for families who have any sort of question navigating our school district to go there if they're lost. So we realize that sometimes our schools are not the most welcoming because of our safety measures. Sometimes going through double doors and having to check in and having to be buzzed in. We realize that sometimes language is a barrier. So we want to create a place so that a family doesn't ever feel like they're being turned away without any other options.
Okay. And so this is going to be a bilingual operation. Yes.
It is going to be a bilingual operation with some technology help.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is this position open already?
This position is open. We interviewed and we are bringing a recommendation to the Board of Education at this Thursday's meeting.
Okay. All right. So then we are well on our way.
We are. Just some other goals of this position would be to at some point get trained on Love and Logic and offer Love and Logic classes, parenting classes for anyone who is interested. Ideally, we want to offer those in English and Spanish. We also want to think about putting computers, devices in front of our parents who might need a little bit of help with accessing PowerSchool, how to check grades. So we have big goals, big ideas, but we're starting foundationally.
Okay. And this program is called Love and Logic, and it's a
parenting
class. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. You know, they've been around forever, and sometimes, you know, parents are new at it and we make mistakes, and to know that we can go somewhere and get some advice, get some, you know, techniques at work and just learn how to be a good parent.
Yeah.
We're not born knowing it, right?
Correct, yeah.
And we can all learn, and that's awesome. I'm excited about this. Well, now we know. Thanks for sharing this information today. I think everyone will, it's just going to open up communication for everyone and just, get our parents into the schools.
That is our intent. We definitely want to continue to reach out to parents and make our system more accessible for all.
Excellent. All right, so let's move into our next segment, getting to know our schools. Luis, we have a guest today. So who will our audience be meeting?
Well, I am honored to introduce our district MTSS/ Health and Wellness Coordinator, Jamie Madigan. Jamie Madigan has been an educator for 25 years and has been in our district for the last 6 years, serving as K-2 teacher, building level MTSS coordinator, and now our district MTSS/ health and wellness coordinator. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. This is so exciting.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jamie. Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about yourself? We know you've been teaching for 6 years at the elementary, and now you're a coordinator at the district level. So tell us a little bit about you personally.
Sure. Thank you so much. Yes. As you said, I've been in education for over 25 years, actually, and most recently here in Alamosa for the past 6. I'm a Texas girl originally. So,
oh, I am
so
too.
The mountains are amazing. The snow,
yes.
Bring on the snow. I love it. So, but I grew up in the Texas area, in the Dallas area, excuse me, in Texas. Both my parents were educators, so I guess I didn't stand a chance, right?
Yes.
Runs the family.
We're glad to have you.
Kind of in my blood. So yes, just happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, Jamie, so let's get into it. Education is known for having a million acronyms. We have another one.
Okay.
MTSS. So what in the world is MTSS?
I'm so glad you asked. And you're right. The acronyms, I think I have 2 pages on a Word doc of acronyms through the years. But MTSS stands for a multi-tiered system of supports. And it is actually, it's a prevention-based framework. Within that framework, we concentrate on 5 leading components. And we use things such as team-driven shared leadership. We focus on data-based problem solving just to improve the outcomes of every student through family, school, and community partnerships. Comprehensive assessment and a layered continuum of supports. I know that is a lot of verbiage and education words embedded within there, but let me explain. So research shows that in order to see growth in students and increase in positive and inclusive school culture and climate, there has to be equity. And when we talk about equity, we talk about it in a variety of areas. There has to be instructional equity, racial equity, behavioral equity, gender and disability equity to ensure that our students have access to what they need, keyword individually based on data across all 3 tiers of support. In education, we talk about the 3 tiers of support, and MTSS as the acronym for multi-tiered system of supports really does encompass every tier of supports.
That is wonderful. I think about the verbiage on our strategic plan, and I remember I've talked about this in other podcasts. We were very intentional about using the word each as opposed to all, because we felt that each was more conducive to really seeing each and every student as individual rather than all as a group of students. And what you just explained to us really reminded me of that individual student, individual learner level. So my follow-up question is, I know we are recipients of the Colorado Multi-Tier System of Supports Grant, which is a grant that provides us with support from the Colorado Department of Education. It's a 5-year grant. Why is the Colorado Multi-Tier System of Support work in the San Luis Valley region so critical?
Oh, you are exactly right. It is so very critical in the area we're in. In the San Luis Valley, we have an opportunity across the entire region with the support of the Colorado Department of Education to implement this multi-tiered system of supports so that districts right here in the San Luis Valley can organize their school systems to increase access to all families, no matter where they live, so they receive an excellent and equitable education. Multi-tiered system of supports, let me tell you, Luis, is not new. It's a tool to use to improve what is already working now and identify what's needed to address new challenges that we face in our small rural community right here. Hmm.
And I think that the key word that I've heard over and over and over is it's about systems, right? And it's about, so this person is not specifically, let's say, going into a classroom and helping with a behavior, but this person is rather looking at what is triggering that behavior. What is it about the time of the day? What is it about what happened before or right after that we can intervene to try to change the behavior rather than, you know, sitting right next to the student to de-escalate a behavior, right? That's not what we're going after. We're really looking at a systemic change.
Absolutely. It's a very proactive approach where teams get together in the school level that leads up to our district level team. We then take that to our regional team, which filters all the way up to the Colorado Department of Education so that we can get systems in place to be proactive instead of reactive, which has been pretty much the trend in the most recent years. So we're trying to move back to that proactive approach.
All right. You talked about the 5 different components of COMTSS. Which one of those components or what area are you most passionate about and why?
Yes, I mentioned earlier that there are 5 components. The last component, not that it's in a ranking order, but is family school community partnerships. I'm very, very passionate about that. I'm passionate about involving our students' families in their education. And we're beginning to work intensely on the Family Center, which you spoke about earlier, within our Alamosa community. We'll be offering families a variety of much needed supports. We're also working on, like you mentioned, the Parent Education Program, the Voice Visits Program, and this will all allow our staff to build critical relationships with families within the Alamosa School District community. It allows, most importantly, two-way communication with our students and families. It is an amazing broad range of supports where we'll be able to collaborate to get family voice and choice, as well as a variety of additional supports. So it's just so exciting right now. We're just in the beginning stages, like you mentioned, but so many dreams we have for this to come to life and more to come.
Okay. You talked about, you know, the plans and I know that, you know, we've started to get some movement. We're starting to do some of the foundational things of COMTSS.
Yes.
Now, this is a regional model. So there's other school districts in the region that are a part of this work, which helps us because we can learn from each other and we can also learn from CDE. So would you share with our audience a little bit about that model, how it comes from, the state to the region, to the district, to then the school level?
Yes, I think one very, very exciting piece to all of this is that there are a variety of regions that are getting to work with the Colorado Department of Education, and we know that they're housed out of Denver. Although Alamosa has the opportunity to have three amazing Colorado Department of Education experts, specialists that live right here in Alamosa. So I always like to mention that because I'm very spoiled in a sense that not only do I get to talk to my mentors every day that are leading, helping me lead this work, but I also get to see them in person, which is not commonplace.
Yeah, and we are lucky to have that support here locally. The last thing I'd like to say about this before my next question is that that model has shifted because in previous years, it felt that the SLV, especially Alamosa, always needed to travel. We always needed to travel to the Denver area. We needed to travel to Pueblo. Right. To be part of anything. And with this COMTSS grant, this new model, they're bringing it to the region, and that's exciting. My next question to you, Jamie, is, you know, we talk about these plans, you know, we have the support from the state, we have regional support, but, you know, our listeners really want to hear, how is this going to impact my kid, my school? So my question
that's
is...
That's my question too.
In 5 years from now, how would we know that we've been successful in implementing COMTSS in Alamosa School District?
Yes, I love that question. And it is definitely something that is talked about a lot, not only on the district level, but also the regional level, as well as the state level. And I believe that in 5 years, we're going to see that families are playing a critical role in co-creating how schools operate to increase school improvement. We'll definitely see an increase of belonging for everyone in the learning community, an increase of academic learning for all students, and students' voices incorporated into how school systems are created. The Alamosa School District will have strong systems and processes in place that relieve educator stress and increase their wellness. It's not one more thing. It's actually we're going to see start to see a trend of the workload decreasing as these systems become strong. But everyone will see themselves as participants in the larger learning community. And in the San Luis Valley region, right here, we're working together to share resources and successes that will definitely increase student outcomes.
All right, so if a parent has a question, my child is just in need of extra help. What steps should I take? Do I go through the counselor? Do I talk to the principal? Do I talk to you? How do I get started getting my child that extra help that they need?
A very good question that is probably asked daily, right?
Right, yes.
So currently we are working very hard at forming school teams, and that is where the collaboration will happen. Teachers will... So to answer your question, you could reach out to your child's teacher.
Okay.
First of all, that teacher then is going to have systems of support in place that will go all the way up to the state level to ensure that your child gets the help they need. So it will be collaborated within the school building. They will try and come up with some strategies, new ideas, things to try, goals. They will monitor the outcomes, progress monitor. Are we seeing an increase in whatever we're looking for, or possibly a decrease in behaviors that we're trying not to see? It can be behavior or academic.
Right.
If that school team is struggling to find, maybe they say, we've tried everything, we don't know what else to do. That will then go up to our district team. We meet monthly as a district team. There are 25 people on that team. And then even if within that we're still struggling, we still cannot pinpoint exactly what works best, we can take that to the regional team and all the way up to the Colorado Department of Education for support.
And you said each student. So we're not talking about this group of kids, right, that have this issue, but it's coming down to the individual child. And what their individual need is.
It most definitely, that is the final place right there, is that individual student.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a huge help for everyone. As an educator, I can see where...
I couldn't agree more.
I can reach out, and as a parent, I can reach out. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Excellent.
We have big plans, and we've started to enact those plans, and we're making progress.
So we are making a lot of progress, and I think one thing that, you know, that I always keep in the forefront of my mind is you need to expect 3 to 5 years to see systemic changes happen. And so even though it's difficult to wait, the reward will be amazing.
Absolutely.
And I can say that, you know, 1 year into this, I'm starting to see some of the results and some of the change. So, Jamie, as a lifelong learner. What are you reading right now?
Well, I am reading a very amazing book called High Reliability Schools. I just had the opportunity to attend an amazing conference in San Antonio, Texas, learning all about high reliability schools and how it can be, how MTSS, multi-tiered system of supports that we've been talking about, can be a huge support system in the high reliability schools work. I already see so many overlaps and wonderful things to come.
Excellent. Well, I bet you stay up late reading that exciting book.
I try.
All right. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing this information.
And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the work that you're doing, and we have can look forward to the future and the changes that are coming about and being able to help our kids more.
Most definitely.
And
that's
and our
end goal.
And just resources for our parents as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's find out what's happening at our campuses.
All right. We have a huge upcoming event.
Do I want to know about this?
Yes. I don't know that you want to know, but you have to know. So starting March 1st, the city of Alamosa will begin preparation for paving on Victoria Street. In fact, the Valley Courier published an article just to give the citizens a heads up as to what will be happening. We are being affected because we happen to have two schools.
Yes.
On Victoria Street.
Including the one I work at.
Including Ortega Middle School. As a response to this, to you know the news, we've been collaborating with the City of Alamosa, our transportation department, as well as Ortega Middle School and our Alamosa Alternative School principals, teams, to temporarily redesign our bus loop, our student drop-off and pick-up, teacher parking lots. In fact, there is a lot more that we've been planning about, you know, but the other topics are for internal operations.
Okay.
UPS, drop-off, FedEx, all
right,
those things.
Right, right.
We will be communicating the full plan on our Moose Message website and Facebook page.
Okay.
We want to get it out this weekend by Friday to give our parents about, you know, 2 weeks, and they will continue to see our plans for, you know, drop-off, pick-up. It's not going to be perfect. It's probably not going to be as smooth as we wanted to be in the beginning, but we will get there.
We will get there. We have to get there.
The Alamosa community is resilient, and we will adjust, and we will work with the city so that we have a nice paved road.
Okay, so parents, heads up on that. Let's look up what route we're going to take to school now. That's a lot of changes that have to happen, and we'll get there, all right? Little by little, we will... It'll become a routine.
Yes.
How long will this be going on? Do you know?
Well, it's going to start March 1st, and it's going to go on through the summer. And the city of Alamosa is working on a timeline so that when we come back to school, it's all going to be finished.
Okay.
So it'll be heavily impacting our day-to-day for the months of March, April, and May. And then, you know, a little bit of summer, of course. But then we should be good to go when we come back to school.
All right. Well, we hope it will be for sure. All right. Well, I know that at OMS, gymnastics has started. So if your child is interested in joining up, they've started practicing. So join up. All right. Well, I guess that does it for today. Thank you for joining us in Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us and welcoming our guest today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.